2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Yeah, let's go.
Yep.
Check.
About the text like thing.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Check testicles.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1. It is the 15-minute morning show. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
All right. I see Brody and Scary are dressed similarly today. You guys?
Yeah, I was just noticing that. He's got a logo.
Yeah.
What's up, Scary?
We are the new band.
So
we're
not wearing the same shirt.
Maroon 2.
All right. Hang on, everybody. I got Elvis calling in. Hey, Elvis. You're on speakerphone. Hello. Maybe I shouldn't be taking this call on speakerphone.
Probably not.
Guys, chat amongst yourself.
Okay.
All right.
And with that. Well, we have two things that happened, right? So, one, we need to hear something from Scotty that I'm sure is going to be strange and traumatize the room. No?
Not that bad.
No? Not that bad.
Wait, is
and
it not
Brody
bad in
said,
your standards?
Right, exactly.
Good
is it not bad in Scary, you know, your standards or what?
No, it's food related.
Oh.
Okay, you go first, and then Brody had a near fatal text accident, he said.
Yeah,
something
Scotty should go first
awful.
Because
okay.
If Elvis joins us, I want to tell the story with Elvis.
Oh.
If
okay.
he doesn't, then I'll go later.
Is Elvis joining us?
Elvis is not joining us.
We don't know,
oh.
Scary.
Okay.
Oh. We don't know.
He's not.
No, go ahead, Scotty B.
Scotty.
Now I feel like I'm going to let you down because it's not like a I pooped in something story.
It's oh, good God.
Like, I don't think it's cool that people cuisine shame you. Like when you go to a restaurant that is known for something and you get something way on the other side of the spectrum of that. Like last night, I went out to California Pizza Kitchen with my wife and two of our friends,
uh-huh.
and I ordered the salmon. And everyone at the table was like, salmon? This
at
isn't
a pizza.
The California seafood kitchen. What are you doing? Like, but I like the salmon there, but they gave me hell because I ordered salmon from the pizza kitchen.
Oh, that's my gosh. All. Wait a minute, Scotty. What? This just happened to me because we ordered California Pizza Kitchen the other night,
yeah?
and I ordered the barbecue chicken salad, and then they have these little chicken wontons things, and it's my favorite. And people are like, how can you not order a pizza? It's California Pizza Kitchen. You can't order a salad. I'm like, but their barbecue chicken salad's the best. And people don't get it.
Yeah, that's the only place that I like the salmon. I don't like salmon from anywhere else except California Pizza.
That's so weird, Scotty.
All right, I'll do you one better. When I go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, I don't eat steak. I order the Chilean sea bass.
What?
Because
wow.
they have amazing Chilean sea bass there. So,
I don't know. Okay. I got to take the other side on this. I would never order salmon from California Pizza Kitchen.
I mean, you wouldn't order shrimp parmesan from the diner either, but I do all the time.
Oh,
oh my God.
That's why you're always in the bathroom, Scotty.
Didn't you get horrifically sick from that one time?
One time, yes. One time.
Wait a minute. And
are
you
still,
sure
that's
you still
what it
go
was?
Back?
Yeah, I still go back. I haven't ordered the shrimp parm in a while, but I get different parms.
What are your other assorted parms,
God
sir?
Bless.
I do really like the chicken parm at the diner, too. People give me shit for it. Because you're ordering that from a diner? Yeah. But
then you go take
Scotty.
A shit.
Scotty orders caviar from the hot dog cart.
Yeah, exactly. See, here's my theory on stuff like that is you never order something that is like a secondary item on a place that is known for something else, because that probably doesn't move that often, so it's probably six.
Fair point.
Salmon.
Yeah, 100%.
As long as it's delicious going in, that's all that matters.
I would love for Scotty to go.
You would take violent diarrhea for a good piece of salmon.
Yeah,
sure. Why not?
I would. Oh. I'd love to see Scotty go into an old school pizzeria where, like, the guy's been working there 80 years, and go, "Excuse me, sir, can I have the salmon?" And watch the guy, you know, be in shock because who orders salmon
Nobody
from a?
Would do
a
that.
Yeah, no,
no
one.
I only like it at California Pizza Kitchen, so I wouldn't.
I told you guys not that long ago how I got food from a delivery app, and I got a piece of cheesecake from a place that doesn't usually sell the cheesecake, and when it showed up, it had green mold on it, like actually. Growing mold.
That's
and then when I called them back, the lady actually said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. We'll just throw that whole thing away. We really don't sell a lot of cheesecake." I was like, "Mother,
how long has that cheesecake been
to
there?
Long enough to have green mold."
You know, I love going to diners, right? But when I go to a diner, I typically get like a breakfast item, like eggs and bacon.
Oh, on a bagel with cheese.
It's fantastic, right? Because
so
you know that diner just got a fresh delivery of eggs and bagels and whatever. They don't have shrimp just delivered every day.
No. I get the weirdest stuff. I'll get turkey meatloaf. And
how about spaghetti? You don't order spaghetti at a diner.
I know.
Yes, you do. Spaghetti and meatball diners is great.
Oh, my gosh, the sauce is disgusting. It never tastes like pasta sauce.
See, I'm a fan of industrial food. Like, I always like the hot lunch at school. I like crap. SpaghettiOs, bring it on. I like all that stuff.
Oh, my God. Like, to this day, the taste of Chef Boyardee sauce, I just love it.
Those meatballs. Those meatballs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Those aren't meat. I don't know what that is. Those are like dust balls or something.
Chunk in it that you have to go. You guys, listen. You guys could go eat your Dinty Moore and your Libby on the label. But I want fresh ingredients in my food these days. I don't. I listen. I'll eat fattening stuff. I don't care. I'm
really. Well, we know that.
Really?
Get out.
I'm trying to stay away from the chemicals. The chemical stuff. I don't know, Scotty.
Dude, half the shit you put in your mouth in the morning has chemicals. I don't. Yeah. You're like Nate when he says he's not eating sugar and then he has a piece of cake.
Those M&Ms are organic as fuck. I know it.
Nuts? I eat nuts and almonds.
Just because you eat some good things
doesn't
mean everything's good.
Brody's right to wash down the donut.
Yeah.
You want some of this, Scary? It's new.
What is it? What's in it?
It's Elf's. I don't know, but it says it contains bioengineered food ingredients. You want some of this?
Let him read the ingredients.
Read some of the. It's going to say partially hydrogenated, enriched wheat flour.
Let's see. Skiri, you tell me what's wrong here, Dr. Skiri.
Corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup.
Whole grain sugar.
Bad.
I'm sorry, whole grain corn. Sugar. Cornmeal. Brown sugar syrup.
Awful.
Maple syrup. Modified cornstarch. I don't know why they have to modify it.
Modified cornstarch. Bad.
Corn syrup.
Awful. The worst thing you can put in your body.
Scary.
Scary, so
offended. You posted a picture on Instagram this weekend of a platter of chicken wings that you were eating.
Dextrose.
Dextrose is a fucking chemical. It's a neurotransmitter disruptor. And when dextrose goes into the body, your body's like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
And I'm sure you check everything you eat.
It's a hormone disruptor.
Are you aware that you're Jekyll and Hyde when it comes to food? Or is this like news to you?
Do you check everything you eat for dextrose? I guarantee not.
Dextrose.
What about M&M's, Steve? Do M&M's have dextrose?
You have no idea.
He food shames you unless he's eating it.
No. Yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, seriously, you don't want anything that ends in O-S-E in your body.
You don't eat. You
need
never
glucose.
Check. You don't check for
lactose,
this shit.
You can't have lactose, Scary.
Sucrose
is bad.
What about my nose, Scary? My nose is fine.
I'll
eat your nose, Gandhi.
Guys, anything that ends in O-L. O-L, you don't want anything like a T-O-L.
Alcohol.
Tylenol.
Molotov.
Right. My doll.
I'm just saying, guys. Just be careful.
Oh, my God.
But Scary, I think this is wonderful that you think this way, but you don't live this way. Like, you're just spewing out shit for no reason.
Wait till January.
Yeah. I am just so glad Scary doesn't have a much larger platform, because that was so much fake news that you were just spouting out.
Seriously.
Those are real facts.
Anything with an
OSC shouldn't
Alex Jones
be in
your body.
Yeah.
These
Alex
are
Jones of food.
Hormone disruptors, guys. You can look what, Sweet and Low, NutraSweet, Equal, the worst. All three of them.
Sure. Right. Those are not good for you.
I'm
You're
just
right.
starting to think he doesn't want the rest of us to eat them so he can eat them all himself. That's my conspiracy theory with Scary and food explanations.
No, guys, and don't get me started on carrageenan. You don't in your milk. Because that's the stuff that makes your stomach upset.
Gosh.
Carrageenan.
This makes my stomach upset.
If you knew the shit in your food every time you post pictures of you out with all your boys at the diner.
Yeah. But that's the problem.
If you knew what was in half the meat you're probably eating, you would vomit everywhere. You think it's good? Well, nope. I won't get into it because I know
a
lot of people love their meat.
Beef.
But
at least it's an actual thing.
It's part
your body
beef.
Knows what to do with it when you swallow it.
Yeah, poop
dude,
it
if you
that's
were
it.
My kid, I wouldn't know what to do with you. Honestly,
you're the last
I wouldn't know what to do.
Anyone would take nutritional advice from.
But
here, do you look this up or did you get this from Dr. Fatloss?
Dr. Fatloss, all these years.
Wait, not a doctor.
Right.
Per se.
But you only listen to Dr. Fatloss for 40 days, and then everything he teaches you goes out the fucking window.
Because everybody loves a comeback story.
Yeah, but it doesn't make it not true. stuff.
That is true, Scary.
No, that's not
false.
Why it's not true.
Just because I'm that's spewing not why these it's facts not true. At you, it doesn't matter. Well, listen, whether I take my own medicine or practice what I preach is irrelevant. What I'm saying is these are facts. Look, Google okay.
These
shit.
Are the facts.
I believe you. Scary's the guy who like makes you put on the seatbelt in the passenger seat while right. he like blindfolds listen, himself so and steps on the
all
ass.
People should not have Geritol because it ends in OL.
I'll tell you the facts, but I won't follow the facts.
Listen, we should be eating coconut oil and olive oil and maybe fry in some safflower oil. But other oils are terrible for you. Do not use canola oil, vegetable oil, okay. corn oil.
That and everything you Italian eat food. Is fried in that. Palm everything oil. You've put in your mouth, like the last whole weekend.
I don't deny that because I'm not my own
shrimp on Friday.
I want
to
hear more
we're
words.
Talking to fourth quarter Scary about what yeah. first quarter Scary believes.
That's correct.
There are two different people here.
But if it was it's that okay. important to him, then he would make sure that all quarter Scaries followed this.
Well, I think we're in fifth quarter Scary now. Scary, when did you hit fourth quarter? Sometime in the second?
Fourth quarter arrived a little early for me.
Yeah. March.
And for people who don't know what we're talking about, he starts a diet in the beginning of the year, every single year.
It's not a,
he
it's goes, a detox. It's a full
whatever
body
the fuck it is. He goes 40 days, loses a bunch of weight, and then we slowly watch him the rest of the year put it back on. And so right. each quarter, he's a little heavier. So that's right. why he's now he's in fifth quarter
listen,
right now.
I lose 30 pounds in like 40 days.
And it's incredible.
It's insane.
I just wish you and could keep that going throughout the
60.
Year.
Yeah. yeah.
I don't think it's healthy, though, for you to do this once a year and then put it all back on. I don't think that's a healthy way to go about your life.
Quarantine was not good to me.
Okay, but it has nothing to do with quarantine. You've been doing
He's blaming the pandemic again.
I love it.
Nothing but dextrose in my house.
Oh, God.
Dude, I love you, but you are just something.
I did not put it all back.
Scary, you make me happy. You make me laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Don't ever change.
Too.
And you know we're kidding. Right?
I know. I'm just looking out for everybody's best interest.
And the carrageenan
problem, you know, most of the problem
get rid of
is
your
that
nose.
We go out to eat and we're in social circles and we're not in our own space. You should come see my cabinets in my apartment. You'll open them up. You'll be like, oh my God, he does live by his word. The problem is I'm never home. I'm always
you,
here.
Don't you DoorDash and use Seamless like all the time? Who cares about your cupboards? You're having the food yeah. come to your house. Yeah.
He walks to the restaurant. Yeah. He actually okay. walks to the restaurant.
I can't call the restaurant. Please only use coconut oil.
I think it comes That'd down awesome. To, though, that we love you and we want you to be healthy. Yes. And so if this is the way you do the first quarter, why don't you do the rest of them? Like we, you know, it's probably yo-yoing is not the best idea.
Okay.
Okay.
I was like, screw all y'all.
If you could just throw out everything on the counter outside in the living room.
Hey, I've been fine.
And willpower.
As you know, Nate's not consuming any sugar.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
This minute.
No one believes that.
Okay. Except for.
Listen. I've cut back on my chocolate milk intake because I read the label and there's actually a lot of sugar in chocolate milk. I didn't know this.
Wow.
I thought they just put enough chocolate in there to make it flavored like chocolate.
Dude.
No, they add milk to the chocolate.
A Nestle's Quick yeah. has like 53 grams of sugar.
I found out that I've been drinking about 100% of my daily sugar three times a day in chocolate milk alone.
Welcome to the club. I'll give you some insulin.
Scary. Yeah. Why didn't you help him with that?
Yeah,
what can you do for him, Scary? Give him some dextrose, whatever.
No, that's bad. That's bad, apparently.
Oh, sorry. I forgot
Anything
that
ends in OSE is
if
bad.
You, if you want dark chocolate, you know, here
dark
you...
chocolate sucks. It doesn't taste like chocolate.
I agree. I hate dark chocolate.
I hate that. It's like
the darker, the better.
Candy.
The more cacao, cocoa butter,
sugar. If there were dark chocolate M&Ms or peanut butter M&Ms, you're going peanut butter. You're
right.
never going to take the dark chocolate.
My husband has that, like, 95% cacao, like, chocolate by his dad.
That's
I almost vomited. That's how bad it was. So gross.
It's disgusting.
It's like chalk. It's chalky.
Yeah.
If the chocolate could kill your dog, I don't want to eat it either. The darker it is, the worse it is for pets.
That is right.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Okay. Well,
Scotty. Because he was just going in about how he loves industrial food. He got a nasty hot dog. Give it to me. If my dog will die from it, I'm not eating it.
You're a hypocrite too.
Yes, I am.
And Nate, not eating sugar, but he's eating sugar. The hypocrisy in this room is amazing.
But they all admit it. They all admit it.
I admit it to a degree.
We're food phonies.
I can't.
Okay, enough of food. Brody, did you want to say something? I think we're almost out of time here. But
how much time do I have?
We have 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
I'm going to need more than that. I'll go as fast as I can. So we were talking about weird things on Craigslist and people buying dirty underwear or whatever. So Nate says, Brody, do some research, find some weird stuff. We never got to it. But one of the things I found was a guy selling his underwear. And I noticed in the picture, it had like dark spots on his blue underwear, like he had soiled himself. But it wasn't pee. It was obvious what it was. So the description said it was a hot guy with a ripped abdomen. And it said, selling my used underwear with a special bonus. Come and find out what it is.
Oh.
So it was clearly what it was. Okay, so I copied and pasted that URL into our chat room so you guys could see it. Okay, that's part one of the story. Part two is I'm one of the people that helps respond to the text messages that come in.
Helps.
So on a day like this, when people are asking the same exact questions over and over again, how's Uncle Johnny? Where is Elvis? How's Uncle Johnny? Where's Elvis? Rather than type it over and over again, I put them on a sheet, a doc file, and I copy and paste them so I don't keep typing the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So about 15 minutes before this podcast, somebody said, hey, where's Elvis today? And I pasted the screenshot of the guy with the sperm stained underwear. and sent that. So it made sense because that's where Elvis could be.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. I crossed up the text messages.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, that's a bummer. That person's going to never text us again and be like, there's something wrong with this show. They're disgusting.
Just imagine all this playing out in court. So, sir, why are you suing Mr. Brody? Well, he sent me an ad.
Well, how about tomorrow when Elvis comes in and this guy texts in, Elvis, hope you had a great day yesterday. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Well, Brody, that was the laugh I needed. Thank you for that.
Brian, I'm here for
it. Nice.
Are we out of time?
I think we're about out of time.
We're out of time.
Oh, my God. We're going to leave it on that note.
Yes. We'll see you later. Come back soon.
Everybody say hi, fructose.
Hi, fructose.
Hi, fructose.
Bye, fructose.
Bye, everybody.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.